So we're back at the live room, and this time it's the Trials of Cato. Hello, all of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. And first of all, the name, you know, I kept thinking, what is the Trials of Cato? So I looked that up, and he were some Roman, general Roman politician. But then it could be your landlord.
You've done your research.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, we often get asked whether it's about a Roman senator or some Cato street conspiracies or something like that. But unfortunately, yeah, it's nothing so sort of learned as that. Yeah, Cato was actually our landlord who we lived with when the band formed in Lebanon when we were working as English teachers in Beirut. And yeah, Cato was a Norwegian guy that we lived with and he didn't much care for folk music. So that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Because we missed that bit when we heard you first at the Topic Folk Club, which was, 18 months or so ago.
Yeah,
And of course, we missed you last time because one of you got injured.
We had a bit of downtime. Yes, yeah. For the most part, yeah.
And I suppose you're now in a round of gigs where people like us have heard you and know you're good, so you're not getting so much of the surprise and delight and amazement, you're getting the expectation.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
I didn't like it.
So I wondered how that feels, because you're doing well.
Yeah, I suppose there is a bit more pressure now. There is a bar, I suppose, that you've got to, if not top, at least meet.
Yeah, I suppose last time you saw us, we didn't have an album yet. We released the debut last November, so I guess it's been out for a good sort of, eight, 9 months now. So yeah, people have had a chance to familiarise themselves with the songs, I suppose. And yeah, I guess it's nice to have people come into gigs and them actually knowing that, you know, what we're going to be playing and, you know, maybe singing along to the words and stuff. So that's a really good feeling. But there is an extra pressure that comes with it, yeah, of course.
I mean, when we came back from Lebanon, we didn't really know what was going to happen. It was a bit of an experiment. So everything's sort of a bonus in that respect, and if we can keep going and it keeps going well, like, we can't really ask for any more, really. But we didn't know what to expect, so we're pleased that we're still going and still alive.
But you'd be not thinking of going back then. Were you all doing the same job?
It was teaching English as a foreign language, so but it's a very good way of turning up in a country and getting a job and a visa very quickly. So it's very good for, like, if you want to travel or go to some far-flung place and stay for a while.
And the people in Beirut, they liked your singing, did they? Did you try it out there?
We were playing British Celtic folk music, which I suppose the novelty factor was high. But yeah, people went for it. People play a lot of acoustic sort of Arabic traditional music, so they sort of viewed it as the same thing.
I think we'd all happily return to Lebanon if we could fly over for the gigs and then live in the mountains there.
And I gather you've started the festival season quite energetically.
I suppose festival season is officially underway now.
We were in St. Neots Folk Festival last night, supporting Martin Simpson, which was very exciting, actually. He's sort of one one of my all-time sort of heroes, so it was really exciting to get to support him and meet him, and he's a lovely guy as well. Obviously we're here tonight, and we've got a gig in North Wales tomorrow, and then it's all kicking off. It's festivals basically every weekend, sort of two or three festivals a weekend for the next 3 months. So it's exciting. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We've got to move house in that time as well. So.
All right. So you've got to be, work busy, yeah. Apart from that, do you like the travelling
We're getting tired of McDonald's, I think. We do like it,
It's one of the guilty pleasures of being on the road is, we allow ourselves to eat as much McDonald's as we want when we're travelling between the gigs, so that's one good part of it.
Yeah.
But you get to see some interesting places in the country that you might never have gone to otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
And on the writing side, can you continue to write while you're on the road, or do you have to book time off?
Yeah, I mean, we're always practising at home between gigs, and it's not like we're ever on the road for a a really long time continuously because the UK is just not that big. So despite being on the road, we're also sort of at home at least 50% of the time.
Now, that's actually a good thing to hear, because the whole balance between having any kind of life at home and on the road is something that's difficult for people. So where is home now, and where is it going to be?
We live in Cambridge, and we're staying in Cambridge. We're moving. We're not going far, to be fair. We've got some mates who live there, so we moved there, what, about a year ago? And it's quite good for busking. We do quite a lot of busking to keep our heads above water sometimes. And Cambridge is a good place to do it, and the weather's good, so you can do it often.
Lots of rich tourists as well.
We've got a lot of tourists, but probably not that rich. The Saltaire's not bad, but certainly at festival time. Okay, well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to listening to you tonight, and no doubt we'll see you back either here or at the Topic in the future.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for having us.
You don't have to eat McDonald's when you're here.
Don't tell Titus, it's quite good.
That's where we're off, actually.